This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
What happens when a popular rock radio DJ retires, sells everything, and with his wife, takes off in an RV to see America? Ho, ho, ho! It's the Rockin' the RV Life podcast with Jeff and Patty. Join them each week as they share their experiences while giving you advice and tips along the way.
Hi, I'm Jeff Kinsbach.
And I'm Patty.
And it's not going to be long before the camping season really ramps up. So this is kind of a reminder to start making your plans now and booking those sites because they go fast.
They do. So when you head out this spring, we thought you'd like to know what we consider our top must-haves for comfortable and convenient travel.
That's right. And you don't want to miss number one.
Oh, my favorite.
Patty's favorite.
Yeah.
And there's a story that goes along with it as well. How about a drum roll? And we'll start with number 10 here.
All right.
All right. Here's number 10 of the 10 must-have items for comfortable and convenient travel as compiled by us. Tire black, wax, and rubbing compound.
You love your tire black, don't you?
I know. It's boring as heck. You probably think, what is he talking about? But you know what? If you get the Meguiar's tire black, it protects the tires from UV, mm-hmm. from the sun.
Yeah.
That's important.
Or tire covers.
Yeah. Well, yeah, tire covers, but I don't know.
I don't know. A lot of people have the tire covers.
I know, but I'm not a big fan of them.
Mm-hmm.
But I am a big fan of tire black because mm-hmm. I think you take good care of your wheels, especially if they're aluminum.
Right.
They look great, and you just put that tire black on there, and they just pop.
Mm.
They look really good.
Well, wait a minute. Does the tire black, doesn't it go on the tires?
Yes.
Not the aluminum. What
no.
are you talking about, the aluminum?
Well, you clean the aluminum and you make it shine.
Oh, and then you put the tire black on.
Put the tire black on.
Okay, gotcha.
You've not learned anything in the 3 years we've been doing this.
Well, you do it. I don't do it, you know?
Well, I'll tell you what. Next time we do it, I think you should help me.
Maybe.
And I got a really good way of putting it on.
Really? Oh, yeah, your brush.
The brushes.
Yeah, we got those on Amazon. Those are awesome.
And I'll tell you, they work. You can do it really fast.
Mm.
Also, you got to have wax. And people say, well, what do you mean, wax? Well, it's not a bad idea if you travel a lot, especially like us, to wax the front end.
Yeah.
Because you get a lot of bugs.
Yeah.
And the bugs come off a whole lot easier if that front end has wax on it.
Oh, sometimes that front end being flat like that, depending on the time of the year.
It's bad.
Oh, you get somewhere and oh my gosh. The first thing I have to do is wash that front.
Yeah,
as soon as we pull into the campground.
Yeah, you can't leave the bugs on it.
I can't stand those things. Mm-mm. I can't stand looking at them.
And it's also good to have rubbing compound because inevitably you might be in a tight space. You might go past some bushes or some tree limbs and you get a scratch and you can rub it out and fix it with the wax and it looks brand new.
Yeah.
It really does. So those are important items, number 10.
Remember that KOA it was outside of Detroit.
Detroit, yes, I remember that.
And the guy guided you into the space and, oh my gosh, this tree branch.
They had never cut back any of the trees. I know. I was up there for an hour getting those scratches out.
Oh, yeah. That was unbelievable.
And I got them out.
Yeah.
Got them out, but I was not a happy camper.
Yeah. Anyway.
That's why they say you're not a happy camper, you know?
Mm-hmm. Anyway, what's number 9?
Number 9. One of your favorites?
Yeah.
A space heater.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, it really does help having a space heater.
You know, it gets cold when you're doing this full time and, you know, even though we're in the Southwest,
right.
at night it's cold.
Yeah, we got heat pumps and we got propane, we got propane furnaces.
And you get up in the morning and it's like, oh, it's nice to have that little extra heat on your feet.
And not only that,
but
it runs off the electricity that your park provides.
Yeah.
And you're not using your propane. And there's times when there's kind of like in between, you know, like that area between 40 and 60,
yeah,
where that space heater comes in handy.
Oh, yeah. And if you're going to buy an RV or a camper or something, if you can get one with one of those fireplaces in it, it's electric heat.
Right.
And they're so cute as it is anyways, because it's like you've got a fireplace, but it gives off heat. Yeah, it gives off electric heat. And so that's really nice to have.
When I first saw the fireplaces in RVs, I thought, oh, come on. You know, but you know what? I've become a fan of it.
I know. I love this fireplace. And we use that every morning, too.
They did that for a reason.
Yeah. And then, you know, what's really nice, though, is if it's warm, you can have the fireplace going without heat. Mm-hmm. And it's so pretty.
Yeah. It looks really nice.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun.
All right. What's next on our list of must-have things for comfort while you RV? Number 8, a small laser printer scanner. Now, you might think, oh, that's kind of boring, but the truth of the matter is, especially if you spend a lot of time in your RV and you work, you know, we don't use printers like we used to because so many documents are emailed and electronic, but every once in a while, you need that printer, and if it's an inkjet printer, chances are those inkjets have dried up.
Yep.
And it's the biggest pain in the butt. So what are you going to do?
Yeah.
Go out and buy $20, $30 worth of inkjets? And then print a page or two, and then
a month later... Next time you have to print something, you got to go out and
do
buy it again.
A small laser printer solves that problem.
Mm-hmm.
And especially if it has a scanner. And you can get it. You can get one at Walmart for just about $100.
Yeah.
And that's what I did.
Yep.
Now, remember when we went to that Walmart, and I was standing in line, and the couple in front of me got the last one. Laser printer scanner for $100.
And he was standing there waiting for a while.
I was like, no way. No, come on. No, it's not the same model. Oh. Yes, it is. Oh, man.
And the clerk's like, that was our last one.
So we had to go out to the parking lot. And, of course, Google...
Calm him down. Yeah, had to calm him down.
Google Walmart and find out which other Walmart in the area had one. And luckily, and then we went to that one, and it was a really old lady.
Yeah, she went in the back.
She was really nice.
Like, oh, yeah, I'll go get it. It took her forever.
I think it
took her like 20 minutes.
It did. It took a long time.
Yeah, but she finally came out with it.
But I got the $100 small laser printer scanner.
Yeah.
And it comes in handy, especially when you're doing taxes, handling any kind of legal documents.
Yeah, but you know what? The bad thing about it is it's really not that small.
No, it's not.
But
we found a place for it, though. We got it next to the bed.
Yeah.
We got to move it around a little bit.
Yeah.
All right. Next on our list of must-have things for comfort and convenience, number 7. And we've talked about this before.
Yes. This is a must-have.
Yeah. The continuous hot water heater.
Mm-hmm.
If you can get that on your RV, whatever the case is, get it.
Yeah, because, you know, a lot of these RVs come with the water tank.
Mm-hmm. A six-gallon or ten-gallon hot water tank. Yep.
Oh, I tell you, this continuous hot water heater is amazing.
It is incredible.
You know, yeah, you gotta switch it out if you can.
Yeah, you know, you go in and take a shower, and then let's say you're going to go and do some dishes, and you wouldn't have hot water.
Yeah.
But with the continuous hot water heater, it's fantastic.
Yeah, it's great.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Enough said about that.
Yep.
Number 6 on our list, the Instant Pot.
Yes.
We've talked about this.
Yeah.
And one of our good friends, Jeff and Steph, of Jeff and Steph's Excellent Adventure, they swear by it.
Oh, yeah.
They have cooked us several meals now from that Instant Pot.
They have.
Wow.
And Jeff does all the cooking, so.
And we don't have one.
Not my Jeff. Jeff and Steph's Jeff.
But we don't have an Instant Pot yet.
Yeah, right.
We're saving up for it.
Yeah, we're going to get one. We keep saying we're going to get one, and we are. We're going to get, we should go out tomorrow.
And the best thing about it is it's also a slow cooker.
It is.
It's a rice cooker. You know, you can fry things.
I know. It cuts down on cooking time. It gets tough cuts of meat really tender.
Mm-hmm.
They say you can even bake a cheesecake in there.
Whoa.
I guess.
Soon as we're done here, we're going to go get that thing.
But you know, but it's pretty big, so it does take up some kitchen space. So make sure you have room for it.
Yep. Next on our list of things for comfort in your RV, number 5. A propane fire pit and or solo stove.
Yeah.
These come in really handy.
We have both.
Yeah, we do. And we've learned by being out west and the southwest and in mountainous areas, many times you are not allowed to have any kind of a open flame or campfire or anything like that.
Yeah.
A lot of the parks will allow propane fire pits. And some will allow the solo stoves as well.
Mm-hmm.
And believe me, there are many times that we have sat around a propane fire pit with other couples and have had a great time.
Oh, yeah. It's very nice.
It
yep.
is. Same with the solo stove. The solo stove really came in handy at Dockweiler in Los Angeles.
Oh, yeah.
When we were on the beach.
Mm-hmm.
And that was all paved. And the best thing about the solo stove is you can, you know, burn a whole lot of wood in it and it doesn't smoke. And it doesn't leave any kind of a hot burn mark
right.
on the pavement or anything else that you put it on.
And you know what? You can even use those Duraflame logs in there.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really nice.
Yeah. One thing about the solo stove, though, is you really are not supposed to have logs that are sticking out of the top.
Right.
Because it will smoke and then it will spark.
They can't be more than 22 inches.
Right.
Although that seems awfully long, 22 inches.
Well, it's really not.
That's what I was reading. It said 22, but I would think that it would have to be half of that.
Yeah, it depends on the model, too.
Yeah, that's true. Some are bigger than others.
Ours is a little bit smaller.
That's true. We have the small one.
Right.
And that's the thing with these, whether it's the propane fire pit or the solo stove, they come in different sizes.
Yes.
So, you know, depending on what you can fit.
Right.
Like in your storage underneath somewhere, mm-hmm. you know, you just pick out your size.
Yeah. Whatever fits your need.
Yeah.
Now, I was thinking of getting an electric chainsaw to saw some of the logs for the solo stove.
Yeah, didn't somebody just recently
tell
you about that?
Your buddy Jim Mantell.
Yeah, he's got one. He's like, I've got this little electric
$50 bucks at Lowe's. It's an electric chainsaw.
Yeah.
And you can cut up firewood real quick with it, which I think is a really cool idea.
It's a great idea.
Yeah, thank you, Jim and Melinda.
Yeah, I bet you they sell that on Amazon.
Oh, sure they do. You know, they sell everything on Amazon.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
All right, next on our list of convenient items to have in your RV, number 4, and we had no idea that this existed.
Yeah.
Is a sleep number bed.
Yeah, in an RV.
In an RV.
Uh-huh.
Now, they can be pretty pricey, you know, in the regular sleep number stores.
Uh-huh.
But we get in our RV and there's a sleep number bed.
But now our RV came with it.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know, how would you have it put in?
How would you install it?
Yeah, you'd have to have it installed because it seems like it's connected into the wall or something.
Well, yeah, it's actually just the tubes that go underneath the bed frame.
Uh-huh.
And there's a wall plug.
Uh-huh.
So it's real easy to do.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not hard at all. But the best thing about this thing, and I wasn't really aware of them. I didn't really know too much about them until we had one. And I realized that, you know, if Patty gets up in the middle of the night, I never hear her because the bed doesn't rustle.
You mean you never feel it?
I never feel it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, sometimes I do hear it, you know.
Yeah, right.
Crash, bang, boom. What was that?
Yeah, you'll hear it more than
you feel. My phone fell on the floor.
Head moving, yeah.
It was my hairbrush.
Although you were really tossing and turning last night. I think it was that wine that did it or something.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't have very much.
I kind of felt that a little bit.
Did
you? Yeah, but mostly I sleep right through it. I normally don't.
So I got a personal question.
What?
What's your sleep number?
50.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mine's 55.
Okay.
So,
mm-hmm.
sleep number bed.
Yes.
Really comfortable.
I never thought I'd have one.
No, I didn't either.
I never thought to get one, you know, even before the RVing. Mm-hmm. I don't know why, but mm-hmm. yeah, I love it.
But we're also thinking of adding one more thing, and that is a 4-inch foam mattress cover.
Well, actually, it's on the way right now.
Oh, you did? You ordered it.
Oh, yeah, it's ordered. It's on its way.
Okay.
So I'm hoping by tomorrow.
Yeah, it's like a foam cover you put over the mattress. It's 4 inches thick.
Yeah, I'm ready for that.
Yeah, that'll help. All right, onward now to number 3 on our list of convenient items. Now, this is something that we do not have. We would like to have it. It's on our wish list.
This is another thing, yep, we're going to have to get.
It solves a lot of issues when it comes to the internet, and that is the Starlink internet system.
Mm-hmm.
It's a satellite system,
yeah.
And people really love it. We've run into a lot of people who've had them, and we see a lot of them, but they are pricey.
Mm-hmm.
It's about $500 or $600 for the equipment, and then at least $100, maybe $120 a month for the subscription.
Yeah, wow.
But the reception is incredible.
Yeah, but it depends on where you are, because if you've got a lot of trees, like where we are, there's a ton of palm trees here.
Right.
I don't think it would...
It does work, because I've actually seen them in the park here.
Yeah.
And what they do is they just, you know, avoid the trees. They put them out in the yard next to their RV, or they put them on the roof somewhere and make sure that the tree is not interfering.
Huh,
and
well,
they get good reception.
Okay.
So the Starlink internet system is number three.
Mm-hmm.
Number two on our list is another pricey item that we do not have. But if I could do it over again, I would have ordered the RV with this.
It's lithium batteries.
Lithium batteries.
Mm-hmm.
The Battleborne lithium batteries.
Yeah.
Because they really extend the amount of time that you can be on battery power.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it maybe double or triples the amount of time between using the generator.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not talking about solar panels or anything like that, because then we really get into a lot of expensive situations. And we got a fifth wheel just over here in the park that the entire roof is solar panels.
Yeah.
And he said it's 4,500 watts.
Oh my gosh. Well, then why is he here? You'd think he'd be out boondocking or something.
Well, he says he can go out for about 2 weeks.
Yeah. Oh.
And then he has to come back in and empty out his tanks and, and all that. But lithium batteries, let's say you're going to go boondock for a couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
If we go with our regular batteries, we usually have to run the generator two or three times a day for about an hour to charge up the batteries.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can go usually about 12 hours before they reach that critical 50% depletion zone where you have to charge the batteries, because if you don't, they can become damaged.
Uh-huh.
With lithium batteries, that's a different story.
Right.
They can almost be totally discharged before you have to charge them up. So you can maybe run your generator once a day, once every 2 days, once every 3 days, depending upon how you use your electric.
Mm-hmm.
But the lithium batteries are great. If I wanted to change out our batteries to lithium batteries, it would void the warranty on the RV.
Oh.
The reason is, and this is really important, sometimes lithium batteries do not play well with your current electrical structure, and you have to have some modifications. Maybe it's the inverter, maybe it's the charger. I'm not totally sure on that. We're going to get an expert on here sometime and do a podcast with them.
So be sure you check that out before you just jump into it.
Thoroughly check that out.
Yep.
That's important.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh.
We have made it to the number one item on our list of convenient and comfy things to have in our RV.
I can't live without this.
You
can
you?
I cannot.
All right, drum roll, please. The number one item on our list is...
I have to have an electric blanket.
An electric blanket.
I use it every single night. Now, I only use it on my feet, so it's folded up and it's at the foot of the bed.
Mm-hmm.
And before we get into bed, I turn it on high, so that when we get into bed, when it's like getting cool at night, it's real cold, and you get into those cold sheets, and oh, and it's nice and warm on my feet. It feels so good.
At first, I thought she was nuts.
So then I turn it down to low and keep it on low all night.
And then there was one cold night. My feet were cold. We got into bed, and it was like, wow, this feels pretty good.
He's hooked.
But... Patty takes this thing everywhere. When we went back to Cleveland in January,
yeah,
she pulls this thing out of her suitcase, and it's like, what's this? And she's putting it on her bed. It's the electric blanket.
Well, I had to have a suitcase big enough to take my blanket along with a few little clothes that I needed.
Yeah. And she went out and got a bigger suitcase.
I did.
So
because I got to have it, and especially going back to Cleveland. It's cold, you know?
The electric blanket.
Yeah.
So that is...
That's number one. That is our number one most favorite, most comfortable,
convenient item for your RV.
And in the summer, I crank up that air conditioning before bed, and I still use it.
Oh, jeez.
Because I need it on my feet because it's cold in there.
We are out of time. We'll be back next week with another episode. Don't forget to check us out at rockingthervlife.com. You can follow us there. And
Instagram.
Right.
Rocking the RV Life.
Mm-hmm.
Facebook also, but Jeff Kinsbach.
Right. And if you want, you can go to rockingthervlife.com and click on our Amazon store.
Yep. You'll find the items in there.
Yep. You sure will. Most of them at least.
Yeah, not all of them.
There's a couple of them that aren't in there.
Yeah, we can't put a Sleep Number bed in there.
No, we can't. It just doesn't fit.
Yeah.
No. Have yourself a great week. We'll be back next week.
See you later.
It's the Rockin' the RV Life Podcast with Jeff and Patty. Hear more of their adventures on the road with our next episode. If you liked what you heard, please subscribe and tell your friends.